This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Ron Oldie from Palmer is joining us. He serves as the vice chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission. And Ron, the commission is requesting research and education proposals for its fiscal year 2021, which begins July 1st of next year. But the deadline to get those proposals in are coming up pretty quick.
Yes, the deadline for those RFPs is coming up fast. The deadline is 15th of October, so it will be here before we know it.
Ron, for the commissioners itself, when you get those ideas in, this covers a wide range of topics as far as the request for proposals, in this case for funding those proposals when they come into the commission.
We as commissioners are looking for all types of alternatives to find new uses for soybean oil. And proposals can range from, you know, the food industry, medical. You know, we've even had proposals for Goodyear because we've got uses in the Goodyear tires. Ford uses some beans in their foam, in their seats, and proposals for researchers, you know, for all across the state. Aquaculture is another one. That it's just a very wide range that we're looking for better uses to improve the profitability of Kansas soybean farmer.
And there is a process that you go through with regards to reviewing, getting a preliminary approval from the commissioners. Then that leads up to actually to formal presentations as well?
That is correct. Our meetings will be coming up probably somewhere first part of December, where all the proposals are gathered, and then we as commissioners, we sit down for basically two and a half to 3 days, where we sit down and we go through each proposal, and then we evaluate them, and then we decide which projects that we want to fund.
And if people want more information or like to get those forms on the request for proposals, they can go to your guys' website?
Yes, they can. They can go on the website, or they can call the commission office and speak to one of the individuals there. So, yes, it's quite a process that we go through.
And that website is kansassoybeans.org/forms. That is Ron Oldie from Palmer, who serves as the vice chairman of the Kansas Soybean Commission, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.